Welcome to the next chapter where we look at the technology applications in rural supply chains. In the previous chapters, we have tried to understand various models and how the supply chain is an important part of the model and why it's important. In this chapter, we'll try to understand the tech applications in the rural supply chains. So digital supply chains, just to have a rural perspective. So digital supply chains integrate technology to manage goods, information and finances. Why do they do that? Because they help the rural business overcome challenges like poor infrastructure and market access. So mobile apps, cloud platforms and IoT devices enhance coordination, efficiency and transparency. So farmers can therefore track their harvest data, logistics and deliveries using the digital tools. Also, digital supply chains reduce dependency on intermediaries and improve profits. So as an example, ENAM India enables farmers to list and sell produce directly to buyers. So what are the benefits of digitizing rural supply chains? One, speed. So it automates tasks like inventory tracking and order processing, thus improving the speed. Second is the efficiency, where it reduces errors. It improves stock monitoring and prevents wastages. Third is the cost saving, where we are eliminating middlemen and intermediaries and possibly bulk buying. It can lower the procurement cost. Transparency, you can have blockchain, ensures traceability and fair trade practice. Better decision making. So digital supply chain gives you a lot of data. You can use that data to make analytics and help in predicting demand. At the same time, you can optimize the supply chain once you have the prediction in place. So as an example, Big Hat connects farmers with suppliers and thereby reducing procurement cost. So this is the Big Hat app that is available to farmers, and it connects them to the suppliers, reducing their procurement cost. So how to build a collaborative network in rural supply chain? So first way is have cloud platforms. So with cloud platforms, what happens is you can enable multiple stakeholders to share real-time information. Second, you have mobile apps. So you provide local language support and offline functionality using mobile apps. Third is you use IoT devices. So you put GPS tracker, sensors, monitors, storage condition and transit route monitoring to monitor storage condition and transit route. So you have communication tools like WhatsApp, Telegram, which enables coordination among farmers. And you get government and NGO support in initiatives like BharatNet, which expands the digital connectivity. So as an example, a digital green promotes digital collaboration among the rural farmers. So role of technology in rural digital supply chain. So first, let's look at mobile applications. So what does mobile application do in digital supply chains? So mobile application helps with order tracking, your payments, your inventory updates. Then you bring along AI and predictive analytics. So by using AI and predictive analytics, you are able to forecast your demand and supply trend for farmers. Thus, farmers then can work around that estimates. Then you have blockchain technology. Now, blockchain technology ensures transparency in product movement and pricing. You can also introduce IoT in logistics, where it monitors storage, transportation, and environmental conditions of the entire supply chain. E-marketplace, you can enable direct transaction between rural producers and buyers. So for example, Kisan Suvidha app provides real-time crop prices and weather updates. So let's take an example of IoT-based smart logistics, where in the truck you have all these sensors, and whenever the truck goes to the warehouse and stops at some places, till it reaches the customer, all the data is tracked and you come to know the actual scenario that is taking place. Now, what are the challenges in implementing digital supply chain, especially in the rural areas? So, as we have seen before, one of the biggest challenge of implementing digital supply chain in rural areas is poor infrastructures, which means it has limited internet connectivity. Now, that hampers digital adoption. Second, digital literacy barriers. So, many rural entrepreneurs, they struggle with using of technologies, and that creates a barrier. High initial cost. So, to set up the digital logistics system, of course, requires investment. So, that acts as a barrier in implementing digital supply chain. Also, many people do not trust the digital payments in rural areas because they believe in cash, and therefore that is one of the stumbling block. Fragmented supply chain. So there is a poor coordination between producers and distributors, thereby supply chains are fragmented. And scalability issues. So small farmers find it hard to scale up due to resource constraints. Future of digital supply chains in rural areas. So, with 5G and improved connectivity, digital access will improve in remote areas. There will be a lot of AI-driven automation, making more efficient data-driven decision-making. The expansion of e-commerce integration, so rural producers will connect to global markets, learn for it, and change their pricing and everything in the future as we go along. There'll be increased use of blockchain technology, which will ensure you have fair pricing and product traceability. You'll get more government and NGO support in terms of training and infrastructure programs. There'll be a lot of sustainability focus, therefore eco-friendly digital supply solutions for supply chain efficiency will be implemented. Now let's look at blockchain in rural supply channels. So, blockchain is a technology which is a decentralized and tamper-proof ledger that records transactions securely. It ensures that there is transparency, traceability, and trust in rural supply chains. Now, the key applications include agriculture, handicrafts, and ethical sourcing. So, blockchain also helps rural producers connect with global markets by ensuring authenticity. It can reduce fraud, delays, and disputes in product movements and payments. So, example, a coffee supply chain uses blockchain to track from beans from farm to the cup. Traceability of agriculture and handicraft products. It's a very niche area where there's a lot of exclusivity. So, how do you track these things? So, you record each stage from production to final sale using blockchain. By doing that, you verify the organic farming methods or craft authenticity. You simplify export because it meets the international certification requirement. There has to be a transparency for buyers, so consumers can scan a QR code to check the product details. You reduce the middleman because of direct sales, so therefore enhance the profit. So, a blockchain, for example, can track an organic vegetables back to the rural farm. So, from rural farm, wherever it's grown, how it is grown, everything can be tracked using blockchain technology. Building consumer trust through verified supply chains. Now, you have to provide full transparencies. So, buyers want to access, have detailed product history via blockchain, which is possible. So that is how you build customer trust in supply chain. You can showcase sustainability by ensuring that you can show fair labor practices were followed and economic friendly methods were used. Using blockchain again, you can strengthen the brand loyalty by saying there's a trust in ethical sourcing, which fosters repeat customers. You can use blockchain to prevent information gap because it eliminates uncertainty about product authenticity. It improves market access. So, blockchain verification helps rural producers sell globally. For example, handicraft items like pashmina shawls are verified for authenticity. Another factor that you use technology is you want to reduce fraud and disputes in rural supply chain, man. So how do you do that? So again, blockchain assigns a unique digital identity to a product. Thereby, it prevents counterfeiting. It resolves the payment issue because you can have smart contracts that ensures automatic payments upon delivery. You can keep accurate records because it eliminates the manual errors and transaction disputes. It enhances the food safety because you can trace the contaminated food to its source for quick recalls. You can verify the authenticity, so that ensures you prevent fake organic labels or imitation crafts from entering market. And an example is a blockchain ensures handmade Kanchipuram sarees are genuine. By having a blockchain right from creation or manufacturing of the saree till its final delivery, you ensure that it is not fraud, it is certified, and you do not have fake organic labels or imitation crafts on top of it. So, what are the other blockchain use cases in agriculture and handicrafts? So, in agriculture, you can track grain shipments, which ensures promised quality and quantity. You can track in handicrafts, you can verify the entire production process of traditional art and textiles. In organic farming, you can record every step to certify pesticide-free products. Dairy industry, you can ensure milk freshness by tracking transport and storage conditions. Supply chain financing, you can help the rural business access the microfinance through transport transparent transactions. So, for example, a blockchain-enabled honey supply chain ensures purity and authenticity because you can actually track how it was collected, how it was made, when it was packaged, how it was packaged, to whom it was given, and when it was finally sold to the customer. This is how blockchain will transform the supply chain and logistics industry. So everything will revolve around blockchain. So what is the future of blockchain in rural supply chain? So blockchain will integrate with IoT, which is Internet of Things. So your sensors will record real-time storage and transport condition, and with blockchain ensure that no one can fidget with it or change it or modify it. You'll adopt in e-commerce, so rural business can verify that this was my product, this is the quality. Digitally it can be checked. Government and NGO support is required because policies promoting blockchain in rural trade needs to be done. You lower the cost for small producers because you'll reduce dependency on the intermediaries. You can have smart contracts for automation, so you automate the payment and contract fulfillment. Expansion to global market, so the rural producers can gain global recognition and fair pricing. Cloud computing in rural supply chain management. So cloud computing is important because it provides scalable, cost-efficient, and accessible digital solution for rural businesses. Also, what cloud computing does it enables data storage, it enables inventory tracking, and multi-stakeholder collaboration in supply chain. It reduces the dependency, of course, on manual record keeping and outdated storage system. So by doing all of this, it helps the rural enterprise streamline operation and expand your market reach. Also, it supports long-term economic development by integrating rural producers into the digital ecosystem. So as an example, one can see the farmers cooperative. They use cloud platforms to monitor crop production and pricing trends. So on the left-hand side, you can see is a traditional supply chain, and on the right-hand side, you can see it's a smart supply chain where the consumer is in the heart of the entire process. Streamlining data storage and access for rural enterprises. So you'll do efficient data management. So all your stores will record sales, suppliers, and inventory very securely. The pay-as-you-go model of cloud will help you reduce upfront infrastructure investment. Real-time access. So business data is available instantly for faster decision-making. Enhanced security. So the cloud provides to offer data protection, encryption, and authentication and protects it. Data consistency. So it ensures all supply chain stakeholders have access to the same information. For example, an agricultural cooperative store, weather patterns, yield records, and market prices in the cloud will be accessed, and the same information is available to everyone. Cloud-based tools for inventory and order management. So with a cloud-based system on tools, you'll be able to do real-time inventory tracking. So once you do a real-time inventory tracking, it prevents overstocking. At the same time, it also prevents stock shortages because you are able to track the inventory. You know when the inventory is required, when it is not required, and thereby you save money also in that. Also, with the tools that are available today, you can do an automated order processing. So thereby your order fulfillment and delivery scheduling is done automatically. Now, with the help of AI-driven analytics and the data that is available in the cloud-based tools, you are able to predict market trends and thereby take corrective or preventive action as required. More importantly, you'll integrate with e-commerce. So every time you add a stock in your warehouse, for example, it automatically updates the stock availability online. So thereby you have the latest stock always available and you can take order of the stock that is available. It enhances the customer's satisfaction because your entire operation is smoothened out and the product will deliver on time. So example of such cloud-based tool and how it is used for inventory and order management is, for example, you have a handicraft business. So handicraft business tracks materials, it manages the stock and ships the products using cloud tools. So you can buy, monitor, convert, and then also send the finished product using all these cloud tools. So what are the advantages for collaborative platforms, especially when multi-party integration is required? So you have one centralized communication. So you connect farmers, suppliers, and distributors in real time. Shared resources, so you reduce cost by allowing multiple stakeholders to share facilities and transportation. Transparency and accountability, so you ensure all the parties have access to the real-time supply chain data. Thereby, they can update it and be having latest data to take correct decisions. Training and support, so cloud platforms offer tutorials on business operations and logistics, thereby enhancing training and support. Conflict resolution, so having a data which is accessible to everyone and on collaborative platforms helps avoid delays, miscommunication and disputes in the supply chain, and that is a great benefit to it. So as an example, if a dairy cooperative, they use a cloud-based solution to track their milk collection, the processing of the milk, and the distribution of the processed milk. What are the benefits of using cloud computing? One is scalability. So suddenly, if your business increases very fast and you need more storage or computing power, you can just scale it up. Accessibility. So cloud tools work on mobile devices, making them useful for small farmers. Cost efficiency. So the cloud tools eliminates need for expensive hardware and software infrastructure. Data-driven decision making. So it provides market insights and performance analytics. Market integration. So it connects the rural business to the global supply chain and digital platforms. For example, rural farmers can use cloud dashboards to track the soil quality, the yield forecast for such thing, and the actual sales data that they have to fulfill in the real-time basis. What is the future of cloud computing in rural supply chain? IoT is increasing day by day, Internet of Things, with smart centers, sensors, which are providing real-time tracking of perishable goods, and hence the future is very good. AI-powered automation is giving a lot of predictive analytics optimization that really is useful. Government and NGO support, increased investment in cloud-based rural infrastructure. The government is encouraging, therefore, future looks really good. And it bridges the digital divide. More importantly, cloud solutions help rural business access credit and digital banking, which previously was not possible. So as an example, a blockchain integration with cloud computing ensures transparency in the entire supply chain. So with that, you get a lot of benefits around it. Geospatial technologies in rural supply chain. Now, what are geospatial technologies? They include GIS, satellite imagery, GPS, GPS to enhance supply chain efficiency. So what do these technologies do? These technologies help you to optimize your transportation, your resource management, and decision making on what route to take, when to take, and so on and so forth. So rural enterprises especially, they benefit using such technologies because it helps them to reduce logistical challenge and it improves the market connectivity. It also helps farmers, the logistic providers, and business manage production and distribution more effectively. It enhances sustainability and profitability because it gives you a data-driven insight. So how do you map and route optimization for efficient transportation? So you have a GPS-enabled route planning, which reduces the travel time. Because the travel time is reduced, the optimal time is taken into consideration. The fuel consumption also is reduced. Time and fuel consumption reduction leads into cost savings. Geospatial data also avoids delays by identifying road conditions and alternate routes. Through real-time GPS tracking, you can improve the supply chain visibility and minimize the risk. And you can have cluster-based distributor, which enables better last-mile logistics and cost-effective deliveries. So for example, ENAM in India uses geospatial tools to streamline transportation and reduce the spoilage. Satellite-based monitoring for crops and land use. Now, crop health is very important. You can now monitor your crop health using satellite imagery. Satellite imagery helps you to detect any pest, disease, and water tables under the ground and thereby the water stress in case it is there. The land use analysis from satellite-based monitoring system helps you to allocate land for agriculture, forestry, and other development projects judiciously. Weather forecasting and disaster management helps to support risk mitigation in rural areas. And using satellite-based monitoring, you can also predict yield because you will have access to better supply chain planning and market alignment. So as an example, Cropin or Croplin platform provides satellite-based insights on crop health and soil conditions.